Yes. Yes, Jamaica. Yes, Caribbean. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, and the sound of my voice. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and you're listening to your host, the Diva Top Shelf. Okay, on tonight's show, we're going to have a fun-filled show, not too much, but we're going to enjoy ourselves tonight because we're going to be giving back Jamaica Crescent Primary. Now, the number to dial is 661-407 on your keypad and press 1 to interact with your host. Okay, on tonight's show, I'm going to be giving a little history of the Crescent Primary, formerly Crescent All Age School. Now, the school was opened in 1938, Cow Market District, which is now almost 2 miles or 2 kilometers from its present location. At that time, the school catered to students from Reeds Mountain, Simon District across the river, the Rio Cuarto, and adjoining communities. In 1954, there were students traveling as far as Guysville, Old Harbor, Mount Rosser, and as far as Kingston. Now, the school has gone through several stages. It has been an all-age school present formerly, now to a then to junior high, and now to the primary. So the school has gone through several stages. I think in 1972, came a two-shift school system. Now, the school used to be wearing burgundy and what we call red and cream, red skirt and cream blouse. Then the school, the school's uniform changed to green and white. And that I think was in 1972 when the school became a two-shift system, a morning shift and an afternoon shift. Now, the school has a population. As a primary school, it has a population of 6 grades, from grades 1 to 6. There are about 30 teachers, actually, and vice principal and guidance counselors. I'm not sure if there are 2 guidance counselors or there are 1. Okay. The students who are now attending the school hails from Angels, which is formerly Cow Market or Downhead, Kent Village, Stratmore Gardens, Garden Pen, Brunswick Avenue, a place called Lizard Town, like that is beside the Argonne Harbor, Texas College. Students are from Toss Pen, CFE Road, Jobs Lane, and March Pen. Many of these students are privy to violence and violent behaviors in their communities. Most of these parents are from low socioeconomic backgrounds, and many are unemployed. The school's present principal, Mr. Francis, is described as warm and caring. It may be a fact. The school has a good relationship with parents and the community. Parents are encouraged to become involved in their students or their children's welfare. Many have stepped up to this task. Now, with all of this being said, the Give Back Jamaica program was created to help parents and students with some of the needs with which they are faced. Tonight, we will be featuring the Kickers Club mainly. I mean, there are other programs that we have, but tonight we'll be just featuring the Kickers program. And this program is where we donate $30 for a pair of school shoes. Now, black school shoe on a child's foot may seem as nothing to some, but to the child in need, it's heaven sent. And I'm going to ask my co-host, Auntie Judith, to tell us some more about this Kickers program and how many pairs of kickers we have accumulated so far. So, Auntie Judith.
Good evening, Sister Cecile.
Good evening,
ladies and gentlemen. How is everybody out there in Radio Land, wherever you are? This is the Caribbean Radio Show. The number to call is 661-467-2407. Again, the number to call is 661-467-2407. Press 1 on your dial to speak to the host. Now, Sister Cecile, I'm just going to ask a question before I get into what the Kickers Club is.
Okay.
You said the school now goes from grades 1 through 6?
Yes, that is correct.
So what happened to the rest of the grades that were there? Where are those kids now?
Okay, what happened when schools actually become primary school? Primary schools actually are from grades 1 to 6.
Okay.
That's what primary schools constitute, a sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Unlike when it was crescent all age,
you have
from a grade
right.
1 to a grade 9.
Right. That's what it was when I was there.
Okay, where students would take the common entrance exam, then anywhere from the fourth grade to the sixth,
mm-hmm.
the seventh to eighth would take the technical entrance examination, and then the grade 9 would take, I'm not even remembering right at this time. I think it's a grade 9 achievement test.
Achievement.
Yes, it's called the
yeah.
grade 9
yeah.
achievement test. So the students from grades 1 to 6 would go to the high schools. What we classified then as high schools, like St. Jago, St. Catherine, you know, Woolmer's
mm-hmm.
Girls. And then when it gets up to the seventh grade, to the eighth grade, and some ninth grade students,
mm-hmm.
those went to the technical schools like the Dintil, St. Andrew Technical High, their technical high, the new
mm-hmm.
technical high.
Okay.
For students who are in the community
who are of the age of 7 through 9, they are now attending. They have to go somewhere else, go out of the present, you know, community, the present surrounding.
Yes, those students, the 7 to 8, 9, they would have already gone from the sixth grade. They would have already been gone from the sixth grade to some
mm-hmm.
other schools, whether they passed the GSAT, which before now it was a technical entrance.
Entrance. Okay, so I see. Things have changed.
I wouldn't categorize the categorize it as a passing like we did when we did these exams.
Right.
I think it's just a placement method because I think all the kids are. So you wouldn't have, it's not like what you're going to do with those seventh, eighth, and ninth grade who would
okay.
have naturally been at the school. Those wouldn't be at the school anymore. They would have
mm-hmm.
already been passed on from the grade 6 on to some other schools.
Okay.
If that answers
okay.
the question.
Yeah, I get it.
But as I said,
yes,
ladies
and gentlemen, you are listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. Again, the telephone number to dial is 661-467-2407. Press 1 to speak to your host. Tonight, like Sister Cecile says, we are going to be featuring the Give Back program we're featuring tonight is the Kickers Club. And like everybody knows, Kickers is a pair of shoes. You are giving a pair of shoes to a needy student. Okay? It costs $30. Maybe to me, $30 isn't much, isn't a lot, but to somebody else, $30 is a lot. It takes a lot away from them. And believe me, when I say you do not have to come up with $30 by yourself, talk to a friend or two. Tell them, hey, listen, I'm trying to get $30 together to donate a pair of shoes to a needy child at an elementary school in Jamaica. It's $30. Beg if you have $5. Beg you have $2. You know, whatever that person gives you, it makes up to the $30, and you would be surprised. It adds up quickly.
So, yes, as I say, every mickle make a muckle.
It does. So, you know, we are looking for 223 pairs, a goal of 223 pairs of shoes. Last week on the program, we were at 123 pairs of shoes. That means we needed 100 pairs of shoes. Someone donated one pair of shoes last week, from my understanding. So we are down to 99 pairs of shoes. You know, like 99 bottles of beer on the wall? We're down to 99 pairs of shoes. And I am asking, I am pleading to you all, everyone who is listening to this program, please, please, please help a child out. Donate to the program. Donate a pair of shoes. I am often reminded by a little saying by Forrest E. Whitcraft. It says, 100 years from now, it will not matter what my bank account was, the sort of house I lived in, or the kind of car I drove. Uh-huh. But the world may be different because I was important in the life of a child. Come on,
mm-hmm,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the phone.
So, Auntie Judy, tell us how, in what way they can contribute.
Yes.
How can they contribute to the program?
Donations, you can give through your PayPal. You can make your donation through PayPal, CaribbeanRadioShow.com, GiveBackJamaica.com, or give through your Zelle account, GiveBackJamaica.com. If you're not sure, please just call the number, 661-467-2407, and I'm pretty sure we will be more than happy to walk you through it. Again, donations are accepted through Zelle at givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Okay. CaribbeanRadioShow.com. And through your PayPal, if you don't know how to do it, it's simple. Just dial the number, and we will be more than happy to help.
Okay. Sister, music. Yes.
Yes.
Music.
Music.
Oh, this month.
Yes.
Good all the time.
Yes.
Try to be good all the time.
Thank you.
all the time try to be good. Yes, 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 people. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And we have Auntie Judith, and she's continuing to tell us. Can you tell us again how you can contribute to this Give Back program?
Ladies and gentlemen, donations can be made through the CaribbeanRadioShow.com, through your Zelle account at Give Back Jamaica, or through your PayPal account at givebackjamaica.com. Please, your Zelle account, givebackjamaica at Gmail, or givebackjamaica,
yes,
through your .com, through your PayPal account. Please donate. I can't say it enough.
Okay, Auntie Judith, you know what? I never asked you at any time in this, doing this show at any time. I've never asked you, how was your time at Crescent All Age School?
Well, I attended Crescent for 1 year. I went, and my teacher was Mrs. Lawrence, Mrs. I.B. Lawrence Laro, as we called her. and I attended there 1 year. My experience was lovely. I learned a lot. I passed common entrance, went to St. Catherine High, graduated from there, and came to the United States right after graduation. But the experience there was lovely. I couldn't miss a beat because my mom was a cop. My mom was a detective. And at any given time, there would be a patrol car driving around and just stop at the classroom door. So I couldn't miss a beat. You know, and I also lived, I was boarding with Mrs. Lawrence's sister in Spanish Town. So I had to be on my P's and Q's, but my experience was great. There are things that I learned, and it was funny because when I came here, I went to college. I started college, and I was in a math class, and they were doing fractions, and I said, good Jesus, is this what I pay my money for? I did this in grade five, and here you are at the college level doing this kind of stuff. So needless to say, we mash up that and move on,
you know. So it goes to show you how good a school Crescent All Age was, because if you are experiencing in college what you experienced in at Crescent Primary, then you see how good a school it was.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can boast about Crescent All Age because my siblings, my mom went to Crescent when it was at Damhead.
Mm-hmm.
My mother went to school there. Then all my siblings, and there are 12 of us, and all 12 of us went to Crescent All Age.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nieces and nephews that are still attending the school. So the school is near and dear to me, you know, very near and dear to me. My experiences at Crescent were, there are numerous experiences.
Right.
I mean, trust me, I loved that school. That is the school that, I thought old people that cut your teeth, you know? That school taught me how to write, how to sit up properly, you know, how to address people. It was a comprehensive thing, school. I remember there was a quadrangle. The senior department. So you have the seventh, eighth, and ninth. There was the home economics department on one side
was up
and
there.
This beautiful quadrangle there, and you could not step on that quadrangle. And you know, I was listening to Dr. Eva a few weeks ago, and she spoke about that same quadrangle and said that up to today's date.
Wow.
Yeah. So it goes to show that whatever we learned at Crescent then, it followed us through our lives. And even as adults, we can still attest to the fact that present has, you know, made us who we are. You know, how I write today, my handwriting is bold and you know, bold and big. And that's how we were taught to write. You know, Crescent, the teachers at Crescent, they were sticklers for good handwriting.
Handwriting,
and as a result of today, my handwriting is so good. And I've passed that on to my children.
It's funny you should say, you know, we still remember those things, because it was last night my brother came over to visit, and he was saying to my mother and myself, and my son was on the phone listening, and he was saying that how he was at Crescent. He was at Crescent for, I think, 1 year, if so much. And he said, I am in Miss Brown class. And I was sitting, he was sitting waiting for me. And Mrs. Lawrence said, a half plus a quarter. And he say, up until this day, he will never forget that a half plus a quarter is equal to three quarters. He will never forget it.
You see, we were taught those things, especially when we're doing common entrance with Mrs. Lawrence. And you didn't see the principle behind it. You couldn't. Yeah. A lot of us couldn't see what a half and a quarter was in real life, but you just knew it as it was like rote learning, because you were just being prepared to pass the exam.
I was
in Mrs. Lawrence's class too, and I was terrified of Laurel. I was terrified of this woman, because I remember when the school changed shift.
Yep.
There was a form that we're supposed to fill out, and while I was filling out my form, the word morning was already there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, like, the person asked, which shift will you be on? And you just needed to tick morning. Afternoon.
Right.
And I wrote in the spot, morning. And she came and saw that I had morning written, and morning was already there. Popped me in my head.
Yeah.
You know, slapped me in my head, like my head went almost as close to the desk. Close to the desk.
Yeah.
And that was her way of, you know, of you know, disciplining children. I mean, nowadays you look at that and you say, that is cruelty. Because
that is
why would
that's
slap
abuse.
Her head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know,
and
what?
I
am glad. I am really glad for those days looking back, because they have shaped me in the person that I am today. They have helped to shape me in the person I am today.
That is true. That is so true. And another incident with Laurel was when I was in grade 5, I was supposed to go to grade 6. That you had to know. And on the list was the word S-E-W. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know the word was so. But for some reason, I looked at her and I said, Sue. I looked at her and I said, Sue. And instantly you could see the look on her face.
Changed.
Is this guy dumb or what? I knew the word was so, and I said, Sue. And she instantly put an X beside the word. And, you know, even if Laura was around today, honestly, I would still be afraid of her, because you'd see her walking like a, you know. Anyway, we have Opton on the line. Good evening, Opton.
Good evening, HB.
Good evening. How are you?
Good, thank
we're
you.
Doing good.
I'm doing great.
How are you?
No, doing fine.
Wonderful.
Just want to give you a heads up on the shoes. So we did make contact with Sammy's, and Sammy's is where we're going to get the shoes from.
Yay!
Okay, good.
And so we're going to, the deal that they made with us is that if we got, they will allow us to get the shoes at wholesale price.
Mm-hmm.
I think the female has 18 shoes pairs per box. The males have 14 pairs per box. The only drawback, though, is if we purchase the shoes from the wholesale, we cannot return any of the shoes that we purchase from the wholesale.
So they have to make it fit.
Yeah. So what we have decided to do, and I started going over the list that we received, and I got some, I spoke to Miss Naughty this week. Today is Sunday, or last week. Last week. So I got the teacher's name and I got the grade. She had the teachers on the list, so I got the grade. And going through the list and looking at the grade, I think some of the peers are just because there's no way that a grade, well, and correct me if I'm wrong, a student in grade one is going to have a size 7 foot.
No.
That just kind of seemed way out. So, I mean, I know that some of the things are off. So what we have decided to do is that we're not going to get all of the shoes at the wholesale. We're going to get 10 boxes or 10 cases, 6 cases of for female and 4 cases for the men, for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will take all those shoes and fit everybody, knowing that, I mean, is 220,
three?
I think it's up to 26 now.
Okay.
There's 3 more that Miss Naughty had sent me. So 226, but we're probably just going to purchase by 180 shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to measure everyone so that we are hoping that everyone will fit those 180, and those that don't get fitted will go back to the store and get those from the store, because the store you can return. You can't return from the thing. So we plan to do that and do the fitting on, I think it's either going to be Wednesday evening. I think Miss Naughty said 1 to 3 p.m. we'll do the lower school, and 3 to 6 p.m. we'll fit the higher school. Yes.
Let me ask you this question, Upton. Said the shoes will be in the boxes, like 18 pairs, I think, for the girls, 14 pairs in a box.
18 pairs, but it's not 18 pairs of one size, you know, it's assorted sizes.
Yeah, but what I'm going to ask, you know, will all the shoes be the same style?
Will all the shoes be the same style? That is up to us.
Okay. Because then to me, that's from uniform.
No, we can make it the same style if we want to. But I sent the different styles that they have. It's in the chat room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's I think there's about 3 different styles, school shoes that they carry for boys, and about 4 or 5 different for girls.
Okay. Got that.
So, Mr. HB,
yes.
When the students are getting their shoes, right, is there going to be some form of a, when they go to pick up their shoes, are the shoes going to be waiting for them at Sammy's, or they're going to be distributed from the school?
No. We're going to get the shoes. Everybody's going to come to the school to get
the
their
school.
Shoes fitted. Yeah,
okay.
we're gonna bring all the shoes to the school, and then we'll fit everybody at the school, because we're gonna fit all 226, even though we don't really have 180 shoes, because we can't afford to buy all the shoes from the wholesale, because we can't return them, and
you
I don't think
the
I'm looking
at
yeah.
return.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we want to reduce the number that we're not going to be able to fit right now. So But that's kind of where we are with respect to the shoes. So we're all set to get that done on the Wednesday the next week, the week after, the following week, oh. Wednesday.
Sounds okay. Good. So parents
that
will be notified.
Yeah, I'm going to get with Miss Naughty, because I think the principal wanted some press coverage of the fittings. So we're going to... shoe fittings, yeah. The distribution. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be able to take some pictures and get a couple, information out there. Pertaining to that.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So do you know if schools, we know that school is supposed to start on last Monday, that is, right? Do you know
school started,
if,
but it's virtual. It's virtual, okay. Virtual.
Okay.
It's virtual. My understanding is that in class are... is not going to happen for the next 2 weeks. That's what I was actually told. We'll have to wait until the Prime Minister speaks. He's going to speak next week because mm-hmm. currently, as you're probably aware, that there's a lockdown. They're on lockdown right now, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was extended, but I know he's supposed to speak this week coming up.
Okay, and address that, the issue of when face-to-face or if they will remain virtual.
Face-to-face, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They are going to remain virtual. There's going to be some face-to-face because that's one of the things.
Do they do a hybrid program?
Do they do a hybrid?
Yeah. Where students go and half stay home and the other half go,
I think that's in the works. I don't know if it's been implemented. I know last year they didn't do any hybrid there. Partially hybrid because some of the students that were going to sit exams were actually in classroom because when I went mm-hmm. there were some students in classroom. But
okay.
Even if they open up for full face-to-face, I don't mm-hmm. think the school can accommodate all the children there without if they want to address the social distancing situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I see. Yes. Okay.
Well, we're reaching some news. The fitting. It's good. It's good news, and overall, it has worked out to me because the Sammy 4 feet as against what was the other place again? Payless.
Payless, yeah. Sammy's, they
and that's
are
a local,
more customer
that's a
friendly.
Local, yes.
It's a local
Sammy
company.
Feet,
yeah.
Sammy's 4 feet. Yes.
Yes, Sammy's 4 feet. It's a local company.
They've been around for a while. I used to buy my shoes there. That's the one on Cumberland Road. That's the one. You remember that store, Judith, on Cumberland Road?
Is it behind the old police station? In the little circle?
No, it wasn't there. It's right on Cumberland Road, beside Victory Drug Store. It's right on that side.
I've left Jamaica a long time.
You leave Jamaica a long time.
I mean,
okay,
it's been
okay. Well,
years.
HB, it's great to hear the news that you have just shared. And as I said, it's going to be a very short program. So I thank you very much for your input. And I'm just going to run some music again.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, mama. Oh, mama.
Yes, Mr. Garnet Silk. I know my mama is proud of
good
me.
Music.
I know my mama is proud. What says you, Judith, your mama proud to, eh?
My mama is proud of me, very proud.
I tell you. Oh, my God. So we're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and with me online is Judith, Auntie Judith, and I have HB, which has just told us about, giving us an update about the shoes, the Kickers program, and that's good news, because
yeah.
I tell you, when you have a nice pair of Kickers on for your foot, when school open, you know, you walk and look sideways. You know what I'm saying, Judith? You walk and look sideways.
You know what? No,
when your shoes shine.
Yeah.
When your shoes shine, you know, your uniform hang up overnight, hang up everything, your panty put out, your slip put out, your socks and your shoes put out. You
everything
get up
and you
get your, sometimes your ear get combed overnight and tied up.
Yeah. Yes.
And the boy them get a number one ear cut.
Yes.
Not true, Upton. HB, looks like I'm not listening. Anyway, the boy
no,
them
no,
get
no,
a...
No, man, exactly. No, I'm listening. I have you on mute. That's why. No, of course. I used to look forward to my cut, man, all the time.
you get a sock in your head, eh? Yes, man. And you get ready Monday morning, you get a little tea and your fried dumpling and callaloo. And you're, God, that's good.
Even your bread and butter. If you don't have callaloo,
yes,
you get your bread and butter.
I remember the first thing you do at school, when you go to school, the first thing you do, when you have a nice, your brand new, nice page, your first page, with thick and nice. And you get your composition, how I spent my summer holiday. And you start right, how you spent your summer
yeah.
holiday. Because you know your summer holiday did shot. Because guess what? Una gonna country, come back with a
Ghana town.
Yeah, Ghana town. never have no country to go to. We had no country to go to, so we were a menace to the community. We teased people. We teased Mango. We teased Tamarind. We teased Sugarcane. We got River. Oh, my goodness. And all the time that when the summer rain coming up, when the summer rain come and you go on at the eve and stand up on the water, fall down for you. Oh, my goodness. I miss those days.
Good memories.
I miss those days. It's like
good
the memory. Poem, the poem, Nature by H.D. Carberry.
Carberry.
That was one of my favorite poems because it reflected everything we did as children growing up in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Says when the reaped cane sees lie bare and fallow in the sun. I can attest to that. When you see the sugar cane peas cut, and when the cane them steal, it smell like rum.
Yes.
When you walk in and the sun come home from school and get a piece of bun cane and eat it, when the time, by the time you reach home, you're drunk, you want to sleep.
I chew that. Because
yes.
I used to run in the cane piece and teeth cane and run back out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We lived on the sugar estate. We live at the back of the sugar estate.
Oh, wow.
But we came to our delight. Plenty nights we had sugar cane for dinner.
Oh.
We had sugar cane for dinner. Uh-huh. Sugar cane and mango, especially in the summertime. You sit on out the door at evening time and you eat your sugar cane and you eat your mango. Oh, my gosh. Oh, we don't have diabetes. All of that sugar. All of that sugar. Yes, man. All of that sugar what we eat. And then, you know, you go to your bed and you dream all kind of foolishness. Your dream.
But those were good days.
When you could stay outside after dark and nobody bothered you. You know, you could walk home from school and, you know, without being fear of being kidnapped or, you know, being raped or, you know, somebody molesting you. You could walk home from school, you know, you buy your little sock or your mash, and you walk on school road. And there wasn't so much cars on the road. So, you know, fear of, it's very rare that you hear a car kill a child.
Yeah.
You know?
You just
very
take time walk home. Yeah.
You walk home and come home, come eat your dumpling and your chicken back and your dashing, you know, or your soup.
Good soup.
Yeah, with your dumpling and the yam and, you know, yeah. Those were the good old days. As we're talking about giving back to Crescent, it behooves us to give back because to whom much is given, much is expected. And we are product rich. We're not rich, you know, but we have gotten somewhere where we don't have one shoes anymore, one pair of shoes anymore, and we're not have to wear our sister dress anymore, and your sister not have to grow up not nangio anymore. But people in Jamaica are still faced with situations like those, and it's because of this reason why we are giving back. So I'm imploring us all, you know, whatever we can give back, especially those who had made Crescent their home, give back to this, you know, this noteworthy institution. I mean, those persons who have walked through, I salute you all. And I'm giving a shout out right now to all of who went to Crescent. I'm giving a shout out to you, Crescent man, Crescent forever, Crescent for life. If I had to do it over again, I would go back to Crescent School. If I had a life where I could live over my life, right back at Crescent School, me gone. No other school, no St. Catherine Primary, no Linstead Primary, no Friendship Primary, but Crescent.
I would love to spend longer time there.
You enjoyed what you experienced, but I tell you, you would have you'd have enjoyed, you know, and you know, present and past. And I must give a shout out to Miss Naughty and Miss Lewis and the principal, Mr. Francis, for
yeah.
the awesome job. Mr. Francis is considered very warm. You know, when the community can see you as a principal, you know, principals are stern and, you know, and when they can see you as and welcoming, and Mr. Francis, Miss Naughty, and Miss Lewis, I don't know any other teacher down there name, you know, I salute you guys. Continue doing what you're doing to make Crescent stay on the map, to make Crescent stay on the path for good education, because Crescent School has boasted so many, 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 many important people. You have
yeah.
doctors, politicians, lawyers, teachers, you know, holy teachers, you know, because as a matter of fact, I wanted to become a teacher because of a teacher who taught me at Crescent, and that is Mrs. Kid McDonald, who taught me in grade 7. She was an awesome person.
Wow.
I mean, Mrs. Mack, I mean, you might not be listening to my show, but for those person who knows Miss McDonald, you know, you can always pass on this message to her. Big up to Mrs. McDonald. She was a mother,
wow.
a teacher, a friend. She taught me how to do embroidery and to sew. And today, I still have those skills. I still use
yeah.
those skills, my craft making and so on. We have some stalwarts from Crescent. And it sometimes people, you know, from Crescent to give back something to the institution, you know, which made them who they are. And all you get is a shrug, you know, and to hear that it's mainly people who have never even stepped foot into Crescent who, you know, are doing mainly the contribution, you know, it kind of gives you a little quirky feeling that look at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
you know,
I am asking
we need to
everyone,
give back.
Just give back, yes, give back. Doesn't matter how small, give back.
Persons have made promises. Give back, I will give back something. I will definitely give back something. Give back, man. Give back. If you want to see Crescent continue as the Crescent that you knew, I mean, it might not be in the same manner or the same way it was when you left there, but we can help to make it better. And it's really the alumni associations of these schools that can do so much and no more.
Mm-hmm.
But we can put the icing on the cake. Let's say the ministry is the cake. We can put the icing on by what we're doing. And as a matter of fact, I think we're doing excellently. We are doing
yeah.
good. And when I listen to you know, to the effort that's been placed on this give back by HB, it warms my heart. He works
yes,
overtime. I know very little of overtime, but I tell you, I know a lot about overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot about overtime. I see we have a caller here. Let's see if this caller wants to talk. Good night, caller. Good night, caller. Who do we have here? Hello? Hello, caller? Okay, let's go to another line. 47414. Hello, caller. Hello, caller? Hello? Caller don't want to talk. Come on, man. Let me hear your voice. Say something.
Don't forget to press 1.
661-467-2407. Press 1 on your keypad to interact with your host. Who is this I'm speaking with? Hello, caller? Carla don't want to talk at all. Okay, let's run another music. Yeah, man, let me run another music. Okay. Gone, you got to be there, still hanging.
Hey.
Oh yeah, hanging on the wall. Still hanging, hanging on the wall.
Let's go, Sister Cecile.
Still hanging. Yeah.
Do your thing, Sister Cecile. Do your thing.
Ah. Hey. 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 On the wall. Still hanging. Hanging on the wall. Shout out to all my listeners. Hanging on the wall. Call me and tell me you want to give me back, man. Give me back something for Crescent. Yeah.
You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. Call-in number is 661-467-2401. Press 1 on your keypad to talk to the host. Give us a call.
Does it have to be there? Still hanging, hanging on the wall. Does it have to be there? Still hanging, hanging on the wall. People said I'm a fool to say goodbye to you, but believe me, you.
Still hanging, hanging on the wall. Hanging on the wall. Yes, don't leave me hanging on the wall now. Make your donations. Make your donations. Give back Jamaica. Yes. Sister Judith, go ahead and tell these people how they can contribute.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget your donations can be made through the Caribbean Radio Show. CaribbeanRadioShow.com. Give Back Jamaica at givebackjamaica.com or through your Zelle at givebackjamaica.com all at gmail.com also. We are depending
on your
donations.
Yes, we're depending on your donation to make a child much easier, to make a child face light up like a Christmas tree. Yeah, let's give back. To whom much is given, much is required. And yes, give back, Jessica, give back. Let's be kind.
Yeah.
Let's find it within our hearts to give back something. And as Judith said, you don't have to give that 30 you know, call somebody, tell them, beg your $10. But I mean, $10, $20, that's not much, you know, because one lunch, one little lunch, I mean, we're not talking about a restaurant food. If you would just say, okay, pull up at one of these fast food places, $10 is nothing. So give back, give that, you know, skip that lunch, skip that fast food meal, and donate that $10 to two pairs of socks, $5 for a pair. These children's life much better than the life we had, especially me, better than the life I had, you know. I had to sell my little things during the summer holidays to get my little money to, nowadays kids can't do that. There's, you know, everywhere where Aki Tree used to be, there are no houses there. So guess what? Them can't sell Aki again like me. So we have just a short time left on. I'm just going to run again. I'm hanging on the wall. Just a bit of it, because I don't want you to leave me hanging on the wall. Yes. Yes. So we had a very good evening tonight and this evening, and we're about to close our show for the night. And again, you've been listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS station, CRS Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And it's Give Back Jamaica. And again, please help us to help a child. Help us to help a child. Sister Judy, take us off the air.
Just to say thank you to everyone who has given so far. Please don't forget to join us next week. Call in on the Caribbean Radio Show and give back to our Crescent Primaries. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful evening and stay safe.
Thank you again, Opton, for your update, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Yeah!
Okay.
Same time next week. Yeah. To be there, still hanging. Yeah, I'm hanging on the wall. Yeah. Hey.
Does it have to be there, still hanging? Hanging on the wall. And I want you today. And I'll wave food back to you.
To know that you are gone, you got to be there.